Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would you like to know my reaction to Kevin Durant requesting a trade out of Brooklyn? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? I've called it the silly season, but this is just ludicrous. Turns out, though, it's not a major surprise. Not to the Nets, not to the Phoenix Suns, who apparently have known this was in the works for a few days. We'll explain coming up. It was a surprise to me. Are you kidding me? As if the Kyrie Irving situation wasn't dramatic, melodramatic enough. Who can get off the sinking ship the fastest? That's what this has become. I hope the Nets trade him to the worst team in the league. Now, they won't be the worst team in the league once he gets there, of course, because he's Kevin Durant. And last season, he averaged nearly 30 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists. Played only 55 games, and then 4 in the postseason. That was it, just 4. Huh, wonder what that is. Because Kevin Durant doesn't see a future in Brooklyn with Kyrie, he's decided to bail even before Kyrie does. And there's a chance this could be the end of Kyrie in Brooklyn as well, as opposed to a year from now. I get that KD is a superstar. And he's amazing to watch, and he's good for the league. But if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I tell him, you have some nerve. Maybe I don't tell it to his face. Maybe I don't tell him at all. But behind closed doors, you have some nerve giving us your preferred destinations. Like we give a flying poop emoji. I don't care where you want to go. Why are we going to bend over backward to help you out? We bent over backward to bring you on board exactly 3 years ago today. From the category of you can't make this stuff up, Kevin Durant, through his business partner, requests a trade out of Brooklyn 3 years to the day that he landed in Brooklyn. What a disaster. Unbelievable. He gets what he wants. Kyrie, an opportunity to play together in a place where he said the system, it just fits him. He gets a chance to compete as part of a big three then when James Harden decides he wants to unite with Kyrie and KD. And already people are blaming Kyrie for how this has completely unraveled. I'd love to get your reaction. Maybe you just have emojis. I don't know who's behind the CBS Sports Twitter account, but if you have not seen the GIF that CBS Sports used as one reaction to KD wanting out of Brooklyn, you have to check it out. It's on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can go to my Twitter page or here, I'll retweet it for you. And then on our Facebook page too, I'd love to get your reaction. Kevin Durant is still an incredible player. And here's the attractive part. In addition to his stats, if you care about the security of having him. Now, in the NBA, it doesn't freaking matter, right? You can sign an extension that hasn't even kicked in yet. His hasn't even kicked in yet. And he already wants out. He gets out. How asinine is this? He signs an extension, and before it even kicks in, he's already asked to be traded. What the? Are you kidding? So it's the NBA where contracts are fully guaranteed, but they do not guarantee that you stay in one place the entire time. That's old school. That's old fashioned. That's outdated. But he does have 4 years left on his deal. All of his extension, mind you. And nearly $200 million. For a guy that changes his mind relatively quickly. NBA players are fickle. But I'll say this about the Nets. They're not completely devoid of any blame here. They did everything these guys wanted from the beginning. And now that they didn't give Kyrie and KD exactly what they wanted, they've trained those two to say, well, all right, see ya. Brooklyn's not the place for me anymore. They're not bending over backward for me this time. So I learned some details from watching Avery Johnson, former NBA head coach, on CBS Sports HQ, and some pretty interesting details. Again, this may be a surprise to the majority of insiders and fans of the NBA, media members who covered the NBA, but doesn't sound like it was as massive a shockwave to people who are really connected, right? So people behind the scenes who are really connected. KD's not the only piece of news. There's plenty of other news. The two-time reigning MVP signs the largest contract in NBA history. Get this. In the final year of his contract extension, Nikola Jokic stands to make $61.5 million in one season. $61.5 million. Do you know by that rate, NFL quarterbacks are cheap? Devin Booker is now signed through 27-28. By making the All-Star team this year, he earns the right to sign a Supermax extension. So the Suns point guard gets a lot of money and will stay in the desert. Or again, no one really stays anywhere. That's a misnomer. But he did sign the contract with Phoenix. Bradley Beal will take a Supermax to stay in D.C. for now with the Washington Wizards. Ja Morant, a contract extension with the Grizzlies. Karl Anthony Towns remaining in Minneapolis. Jalen Brunson, though, on his way to the New York Knicks. And this not a huge surprise because his dad is now an assistant coach under Tom Thibodeau. And the Knicks cleared a lot of room to make him a rich man. $104 million over 4 years for Jalen Brunson. This is a guy who, I'm not telling you he's in a good player. He's a great player. But he certainly benefits from having Luka Doncic grab the majority of the attention. I wouldn't call him a star. Maybe role player is too tepid, but he can be a great number two, and he gets $104 million. You thought NFL contracts were off the rails. Even wide receiver contracts this offseason pale in comparison to NBA Supermax. The biggest news, though, is Kevin Durant. And apparently the long-term deal that Kyrie did not get turned out to be the tipping point. See what happens, Nets? You don't kowtow. Even after giving them what they wanted and then giving James Harden what he wanted when he wanted out, hiring Steve Nash to be a puppet, sadly. Steve Nash deserves so much better than that. Coach by committee, they said. On any given night, any one of us could be the head coach of this team. I distinctly remember Kevin Durant saying that on a podcast with Kyrie. But when the Nets stopped short of allowing him to be the GM, well, then we got a problem. I mean, not everybody gets to be LeBron and put their own team rosters together. Oy. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just too old school or just too old. But this does not appeal to me. And I'm not going to call them inmates because they're not criminals. I know that popular phrase is inmates run the asylum, but they're not criminals. They're just athletes who have figured out how to get what they want whenever they want it. But for me, it makes the NBA less attractive. It's not as much fun because you don't have rivalries develop. Every year you have to get used to different rosters, different guys, and you can't really develop chemistry as athletes and as teams if you don't play together for long stretches of time. Think about it. Do you know why Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green have incredible chemistry? Do you know why they've made six NBA finals in 8 years? Well, yeah, they're great, talented players, but also because they have what most other teams in the NBA cannot replicate because the movement never stops. There's no shortcut to chemistry and wisdom and experience. And those three guys have chosen to stay put. Now, they've been paid handsomely, but they've worked hard to get to know one another. You can see it on the court. When Steph and Draymond play together, it's magic. You may not think much of Draymond Green. I happen to think he's a brilliant player. You may not think much of him, but without him, the Warriors don't go any more than they go without Steph. They stumble without Klay. It takes time to build chemistry. It takes time to build a team. And throwing a bunch of new guys in a locker room and on a court every single season, well, yeah, they might be good enough to earn some wins, but guess what? They aren't good enough to win a championship. And the Brooklyn Nets are a perfect example of that. You can't just throw a bunch of guys together on a roster and hope it works out because they're superstars. And because in today's NBA, a lot of these guys are impatient. They're looking for shortcuts. Well, then, if it doesn't work out in a year or two, yeah, let's go try somewhere else. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. And we'll just ask for your reaction when you heard the Kevin Durant trade request or heard the KD news. If I have to explain to you what the KD news is, then you definitely need our show. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's not only NBA free agency that we'll talk about tonight, I promise. But it did kick in officially a few hours ago. About 8 hours ago or so. And so there's a lot happening. We've also got a lighter schedule in Major League Baseball, but some great battles among division teams. Guardians and Twins going down to the wire again in what was the final game for Wes Johnson as the Guardians pitching, the Minnesota pitching coach. He's heading to LSU. A one-off between Houston and New York, the Yankees, the Phillies and the Braves, and then the Padres and the Dodgers starting a series. The LIV Tour in golf, getting a lot of attention, not always for the right reasons. Phil Mickelson, though, is not speaking right now. He's playing golf, but he's not speaking, interestingly enough. And the Colorado Avalanche, with a couple hundred thousand people in Denver to celebrate their first Stanley Cup. Honestly, I don't think they got all that drunk. Or maybe the drunk guys just didn't speak. But Jared Bednar, I think I like him the best. He was crying his eyes out. Yes, real men cry. And I guess if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, this week has been one that could reduce you to tears. Producer Jay, what was your reaction? Don't swear.
It's a little cleansing, to be honest, to finally... Well, I guess it's not over.
Liberating still, and cleansing?
It's almost just beginning now, because now you're going to start to hear all these rumors and all these trades and where KD's going and where Kyrie's going.
But do you even care now? Back.
Oh, I absolutely care.
Where they're going?
No, I don't necessarily care where they're going. I do care what the Nets are going to get back, though.
Yes.
So I am excited, actually, to see the haul that Kevin Durant is going to cost for a team that wants him, because I think it's going to be something that we haven't seen before. The guy's locked up for 4 more years, top player in the NBA. Like, these guys don't generally become available like this for a trade, like, who are under control like this often. And when they do, the packages are huge. And KD, I just think... I don't know. I guess at this point, I'm just looking forward to what the Nets are going to get back, just from a Nets fan standpoint.
So now that it's over... You're like, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get out. Let's go.
I don't know if I'm necessarily angry at them.
I didn't say angry. I just said, like, let's go. Let's move on. Let's get this over with.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't think it's going to be salvaged. I think this is definitely over. I know, you know, they don't have to trade him if they don't want to. I don't think the Nets are going to play that game. I think they're going to get the best package, kind of take a few days, maybe a few weeks to kind of shop around, because they can do that. They don't have to rush into anything, but... Yeah, at this point, I'm kind of just, let's go, let's move on, let's get the offseason, let's get the summer started.
But you don't care with how this just completely unraveled and devolved?
And how
they've made a mockery of the Nets organization again?
I'm shocked. I feel like this kind of unraveled so quickly and didn't really see this coming a couple months ago, I won't lie. I expected the Nets to kind of retool, get Joe Harris back next year, get some other weapons, and go in with KD and Kyrie and Ben Simmons, and that was the team.
And now it's just Ben Simmons.
It is just Ben Simmons.
I mean, it's technically still Kyrie, but...
But at the same time, I'm not, just from a Nets fan standpoint, I'm not necessarily nervous, because Sean Marks and this front office has put the Nets in the position to get KD and Kyrie in the first place, so... They had a horrible situation where they took over from that awful Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce trade, traded away assets that they had at the time, brought in draft picks with, you know, late, like, what's his name? Caris LeVert was a 20th, you know, in the 20s. Jared Allen was a mid-20 pick. Like, so
it's just a lot of freaking money wasted.
It is a lot of money wasted, but the fact that they built it up from the ground one time before, and now it just gives me some sort of trust that they can do it again. And I don't think they're even close to as bad a situation as they were then. Mm. They still have talent. They still have young players.
I just think it's another example of how a quick fix doesn't work.
No, like, it just doesn't work. I generally...
The Nets have tried this twice, and it's not worked either time.
No, I would agree with you, where I like to build a team organically, let them grow together, see what you need from season to season, and add to something that you already have.
And sadly, they traded away some players that loved Brooklyn and wanted to be
Absolutely.
In Brooklyn. And, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Caris LeVert, so not just him, but others. They traded away some younger players and brought in guys that these two wanted.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who's killing it since he got to Dallas.
Gosh, man. So anyway, you can react. We'd love to hear from you. Jay has had some time to formulate his thoughts and his opinions. Not quite as emotional as he was earlier. So you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page and let us know your reaction in the moment when you found out or even now. And we'll give you some of the details that we're hearing from inside the NBA fraternity. I have no idea what happens now, but I think it's hysterical, actually, that this is how quickly these guys bail. To me, it speaks volumes of their character or character flaws. Now, I've got plenty of my own, but I'll tell you one thing. I never bail. I stick and I'm loyal to a fault. Maybe that's a problem, but man, how easy it is for guys to just throw in the towel and give up a lot of times. Crazy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I felt like it was a time for a change, and I wanted to play for a new team, and simply put, I just did it. I didn't really think about what I was leaving behind or, like, what would be accomplished. I put that up on the shelf already, and when it was time to make a decision on my future, I just thought solely about me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What a difference 3 years can make. That was 3 years ago. He was happy then. He's not happy anymore. So what happened? What went so horribly wrong that Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn before his new extension even kicks in? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Former NBA head coach, now NBA analyst, Avery Johnson on CBS Sports HQ.
I'm not really as surprised as some of the other folks that cover the NBA. Kevin Durant right now is working out in Los Angeles with about 15 or 20 other NBA guys. I know for a fact that the team of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, when they're on the same team playing out in LA in the summertime, they look awfully good together. So I'll be curious to see if that could be one of his potential landing spots. But I'm not really surprised. You remember, this all has to do with how disappointed Kevin Durant was when he basically formed this team in Brooklyn, and then he didn't get 100% buy-in from Kyrie Irving, which then led to James Harden requesting a trade to Philadelphia. Kyrie Irving wanted to test the market to see if there was a signing trade market for him. There was no signing trade, so the only option he had was to return and pick up his option and return to Brooklyn. And I don't think any of that sat well with Kevin Durant and the sacrifices he made. He could, listen, he could have easily gone to the Knicks a couple of years ago, but he decided to go to the Nets because that's what Kyrie Irving wanted to do. And I know Kevin Durant's awfully disappointed. And the byproduct of that is he just doesn't want what's going on in Brooklyn anymore. And I think also you got to think about from a coaching standpoint, maybe he thought, you know, Steve Nash maybe or may not be the good fit the right fit. So I just think there are a lot of question
Let's
marks.
Blame
and there's
Steve
too
Nash.
Many for Kevin Durant at this stage of his career to bet on all of those question marks and not having an opportunity to win another championship.
Well, here's my question. Why not stay in Brooklyn then and wait for them to get other pieces? You haven't seen Ben Simmons play. If Kyrie wants out and he's the main catalyst for how things went horribly wrong, if you believe what Avery Johnson is saying, right? So Avery is indicating that because Kyrie didn't buy in, that led to James Harden asking out. And now Kyrie doesn't get the sign and trade he ultimately wants, and so he opts in. But still, the Nets might have moved him before the season started. But at any rate, you've got just one more year with him because he's likely gone after that. Why not stay Kevin Durant and have other players come to you? It seems like he's bailing and he's looking for another quick fix. Isn't that what people said about him? And I defended him when he left Oklahoma City and went to Golden State. I defended him. He wanted to win a title. He did. He was in the prime of his career. He was a two-time NBA Finals MVP. Even Draymond Green said earlier this week that they couldn't have won those two of those titles without KD. It's not like we're talking about a role player who's just latching on to other good teams. So why not stay in Brooklyn, let Kyrie do whatever it is that Kyrie wants to do, and trust Sean Marks and Joe Tsai and the Nets to bring people to you that will help you win? It's impatience, for sure. It's immaturity. And it's, hey, I wanted to play with Steph Curry. Okay, good. Check, that worked. I wanted to play with Kyrie Irving. Oh, now I want to play with Devin Booker. I'm not a big believer that players should be thinking about their legacy while they're in the midst of their careers. And I don't care much about legacy. What matters is rings, right? What these guys mostly want is rings and money, clearly. But at the same time, knowing what we know now and how everything fell apart in 3 years. And honestly, it wasn't even 3 years. They didn't even play the first year. And then he was hurt for a good portion of this past year. It never materialized the way that he envisioned it or Kyrie envisioned it. And so, all right, sayonara, let's go try somewhere else. Ew. Ew, where's the depth? Where's the determination? Where's the commitment? Again, his new contract extension hasn't even kicked in yet. But all right, let's go try with a different point guard. I don't know if the Phoenix Suns have the assets. I'm not sure if they want to part with their young guys. And certainly, they've come real close. They obviously didn't play well in their series. I forgot who ousted them. Grizzlies? No. Dallas. So that's how quickly I forget. Any team would be thrilled to welcome KD, except the Warriors. But the idea that the Nets should have to cave now and acquiesce to his preferred destinations is ridiculous. He doesn't have a no trade clause, which means they can send him to Timbuktu if they want to. They can send him anywhere. Anywhere they get the best package for him. And it reminds me a little bit of what happened with the Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson. Marco Belletti's here in studio. They didn't get what they wanted for him initially. They waited some more. And I know they paid him to sit on the bench for a year, to be inactive for a year. But you know what? The Nets have already done that with KD. They paid him for a full year and he didn't play. Now that he's about to screw you on his way out the door, get everything you possibly can. If that means he goes to Orlando, if that means he goes to Sacramento, if that means he goes to Indiana, if that, and I'm not saying these are bad franchises, only that they're likely not places that he wants to go. If that means he goes to the Clippers, I don't care where. You wait, if you're the Nets, you do not trade his rear end until you have absolutely everything that you think you can milk out of this deal. Why give him what he wants?
I can't argue that. I would go a step further. I would go around to the entire league and see every deal that I could get. If I don't like any of them, I come back to Durant. I'm like, look, you hired the coach in Steve Nash. We got rid of Kenny Atkinson. You brought in Kyrie Irving, even though we didn't want to do it. We made you happy. We paid you the first year with the torn Achilles. We were cool. You wanted James Harden. We sent out every piece that we had to go get James Harden. You were tired of James Harden. He was tired of being here. You wanted to have Ben Simmons. We flipped it for Ben Simmons. Look, man, I'm sorry. You got 4 years left on your deal. You didn't sign a four-year contract with the NBA. You signed a four-year contract with the Nets. If I don't get exactly what I want, now I'll call the Suns. If you can give me Devin Booker.
Now, amen, brother.
If you're not going to get, and that's what I'm saying, but like, I would look at it like, look, I'm going to get.
I'll be a Nets fan if they get Devin Booker.
I'm going to look for everything I can get. If I can't get it, normally I'm the guy that like, look, just it's a year, just move it out. You don't want that around your team. The Nets are going to go into oblivion. You've already lost your first-round picks because you traded away for Harden.
Exactly.
You swapped out. You don't have your own first-round pick with swaps and everything until like 2028. There is nothing left. It is stripped bare. You know what? I can't get any further. So if I can't have what I want for you, guess what, KD? You're going to be my ticket. You're going to be angry. You're going to be annoyed. You're going to be in the headlines. I'm going to hear you complain every night, either while sitting and watching our team play.
Mm-hmm.
Or playing for our team.
You know,
but I'm not getting rid of you for anything less than what I want.
Exactly, which is what the Pelicans did, right, with Anthony Davis. The Lakers wanted him. He wanted to go to L.A. He asked. They said, no, we're not getting what we want. And they made him wait until the Lakers were willing to give up the assets that the Pelicans wanted to trade him. Same thing again with the Houston Texans. And you're right. They are under zero obligation to trade him. If he refuses to play, which is what Kawhi Leonard did with the San Antonio Spurs for a while, then great. Sit your butt down. It's only money.
That's a year. This is 4 years.
I know.
You know what? If you want to be that petty and throw away your career, so be it. I'm going to watch. Because you know what? I've got nothing left to lose. I got nothing to give up. It's not like, well, I can pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces with what? It's gone. Everything's gone. Everything
left. Twice in the span of 5 years.
They got rid of all their young players. There's no Dinwiddie. There's no LeVert. There's no Jared Allen. I got nothing left. I don't even have Kenny Atkinson to try to like piece it together with scotch tape like they did a few years ago. There's nothing left. So you know what? Keep me in this news cycle. Keep people coming to watch this train wreck because that's the only thing I got left. If that's what you want to do, so be it. Let's play the game of chicken. You're either going to sit on the bench and watch or you're going to suit up and play and be angry. Either way, I'm not getting what I want.
Agreed.
Tough.
You don't trade him until you get everything you want and then some. And they're in a position of strength, right? That they have the position of strength here because of that four-year extension, just like the Houston Texans did, just like the Pelicans did. Yeah, I'm with you. If you bent over backward for him for 3 years, this is the one time where you hold your ground and you wait.
And unfortunately, I don't think it'll happen. I don't buy
everything.
No, I don't.
Why?
I don't know. I feel it's almost like something where like the league will look at it, well, we can't have a star player get that upset because then it'll be difficult for other players to come to our organization. It makes the organization look inept. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
They didn't care that Anthony Davis sat for a year. John Wall just sat for a year in Houston.
Again, those are a year. This is, like I said, it's 4 years. If it was a year, I'd understand it. Like, look, it's only going to be a year. Let's just rip the Band-Aid. Let's get what we can get. Let's move on. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I would be all in on that. I get it. It's unfortunate, but that's life. This is 4 years.
I got you.
I basically want to sit on the other side of the table and listen to Kevin Durant tell me I want to trade. And I go, all right. Well, I'm going to do what I can, but if I can't, I got to be honest. You're going to play here.
Right.
And you say, well, I don't want to play. You want to sit until you're 38 and then try to come back? I'm cool.
So Darren just sent this tweet, and this is something to consider. We'll take our break, then we can talk about it next hour. He says, I think they won't trade him to a bad place because it will turn off other free agents. But at this point, the Nets have nothing to lose. This is so bad. So, but are you going to be afraid of him? Because I wouldn't be afraid of him. You already did everything that they wanted for 3 years, and it did not work out. It blew up in your face so royally that you're screwed. I agree. You wait until you get, and I'm not saying Ja Morant is leaving Memphis. He just signed an extension. But you wait until you get a superstar or every last draft pick that you gave up to come back.
Again, like I keep looking at it like I understand the concept of, well, everybody's going to get mad at you.
Who cares?
You're right. But I've sunk in as low as I can.
Where's my Kevin Durant drop? Who cares?
You know, like, I can't go any further. I have no first-round picks. I've got no players. I got a coach that you picked that I didn't even want. Like, I have nothing left.
Now, see, poor Jay was starting to feel a little bit better, and you just crushed him.
I'm sorry. But okay. You're basically like, you left me, you know, holding like you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
They're just a rug around me. Like, I got no clothes on. I got no shoes.
You got
like,
one
what
year
do you
left
want
with
from
Kyrie.
Me? Well, you know what? If that's the case, like, I'm sorry. Like, that's all I got left. I got the leaf on and that's it. And I'm standing here buck naked. You know what? Hang with me because I got nothing left. Like, if there was something to pick up, I'd understand. I there's nowhere to go.
No, there isn't.
This is it. This is as bottom level as you can get.
The Knicks roster might be better if you take those two off.
Any roster. I mean, like I said, there's nothing. Like, all their young talent, gone.
No,
like,
I agree.
Traded
it
all.
It sucks that they gave up
like,
those pieces.
Like I said, it was the last time. Like, this, they had it once before with that awful trade with Garnett and
Pierce.
Yeah.
Like,
you picked up
that.
The pieces. You were able to get past it. You're right back and actually worse than you were. There's nowhere to go.
All right, you're going to make Jay cry. So we're going to let you do your update, and then we'll pick this up later. Poor Jay's.
Jay, do you need to? How we think of Ben Simmons nowadays is ridiculous.
But he hasn't played, and he sat down because of his mental health.
Literally Jay, 2 years ago.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here, but would it shock you if Simmons comes out next week and says, you know what? Trade me out of here.
Or his mental health just took another
I'm
hit.
I'm just saying that these assets that we're going to get for these guys are going to return. Like, if Simmons, if he wants to get traded, they're going to get a return for him. They're going to get this awesome return for KD. I just don't think the roster is as in bad shape. Or even if they trade him or not. I mean, even if they don't trade him. I mean,
but you
if
don't
you're
know
saying
what's coming back,
you're talking
though.
About,
you're hoping.
The scenario you're like, talking about. Nick Claxton isn't a good young asset. Joe Harris isn't an asset you can trade. Like, there's guys on this roster who aren't. Bruce Brown,
what?
You can
you're
bring him
trade
in and
away
trade
more
him.
Guys?
If that's what you got to do, if you're saying, you're saying there's no assets, this roster's terrible. Like, I just don't think it's as bad as you're making it seem.
Just let him have some hope.
That's fine. Like I said, the trades are 20 cents on the dollar.
Just leave
it. That's the hard part.
Just leave it alone. Leave it. Let him have the last word.
Cam Thomas was a promising rookie last year.
Let him have the last word. Thank you.
I mean, there's guys.
Let him be happy about his roster.
Patty Mills.
It's after.
He resigned. What? He likes it here.
Okay. Enough. Turn off his microphone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's your reaction on Twitter, ALOL Radio, or on our Facebook page? We'll get to your calls coming up here. 855-212-4227.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Let things play out and see what happens, but, you know, keep the regular contact up with, you know, with Kai and see what happens, man. It's something that's so much out of my control that I don't want to be a part of it, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens, though.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The initial report from Adrian Wojnarowski and others is that after Kyrie opted into the final year of his deal, and that wasn't because he wanted to stay in Brooklyn, it was because he didn't have any options. He wanted a sign and trade. He wanted out, and the team knew that, but there was really no taker except for the Lakers, and it wasn't going to work there. And so with Russell Westbrook picking up his option. And so because there were no trade possibilities for Kyrie, he did the only thing he could. pick up his $36.5 million option and wait to see what happened. But after he did that, neither Kyrie nor Kevin Durant had any contact with the Nets front office. And because of that, because communication had broken down, apparently there was a sense of inevitability. Yet when the news broke on Thursday afternoon, I was just waking up, had some work to do, had to get up. As the news is breaking, there's shockwaves throughout the NBA and throughout the sports world. I mean, you could see the reaction. It's blowing up social media and radio and TV. So maybe it wasn't a huge surprise because the situation was tenuous at best, but it's still Kevin Durant. And this is still 3 years after he and Kyrie were determined to go play together and win a title in Brooklyn. What a difference 3 years can make, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Tony is in Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. So I got a different take on KD asking to be out. And I'm surprised nobody even said anything about it. I've been listening. So Kyrie, the whole time that Kyrie made his announcement, he didn't know what he was going to do, coming back, wanted to test the market. KD didn't say anything at all. He gave one response. He said, I'm staying out of it. The whole time Kyrie was there with all his antics, KD backed him in everything he did. I think he down KD was done with Kyrie, and he was hoping he didn't come back. But just like you said, because nobody wanted Kyrie, and he decided to opt back then, KD, I think this is a power move. I think KD is saying, listen, I want to be traded for a reason to say whatever y'all got to do, I don't care what you got to do. If you want me to stay, you got to get rid of Kyrie because I ain't playing with him no more. And I'm pretty sure if I'm the owner of the Nets or GM and I heard that come out of KD's camp, I'm pretty sure I'm making a phone call to talk to him. And I'm surprised nobody's looking at it from that angle. I don't think KD really wants to leave. He just don't want to play with Kyrie.
When the reports are out there that what he really wanted was for Kyrie to get a long-term extension so that there would be security for the both of them, you think that's a lie?
I think that's a lie. I think KD's done with him. KD wants to just play basketball. That's it. That's all he wants to do with no drama. He's done with Kyrie. He tried it with Kyrie for 3 years. When they got James Harden, he was like, man, we can make this work.
Hold on. I just want to amend that. They didn't play together the first year. The second year, he and Kyrie were injured at different points, as was Harden. So they only played 9 games together in year number 2. And this past year, Kyrie didn't play for half the season, and Kevin was out for part of it injured too. So I don't want to say they played for 3 years together because that's not accurate.
I'm saying not that they actually physically played together. Talking about the fact that he imagined 3 of them together on the court at some point and they can make it work. But the bottom line is Kyrie didn't buy in because he's a...
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't buy in, right.
So I think KD...
Interesting.
I think KD, this is a power move because he didn't say anything this whole time. And as soon as he found out Kyrie was coming back and he opted in, all of a sudden... Now he wants to be traded.
Okay. All right, Tony. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that before. The music is going, so I have to let you go. But thank you. We'll get back to your phone calls. What's your reaction to Kevin Durant asking to be traded out of Brooklyn? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.